You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
The Brooke Melville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Melville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Thursday, September 18th, 2014, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the show. We've got great news, information, and interviews coming up over this next 2 hours, featuring at half past one of my favorite people in the world and the only cop I've ever taken a ride with and enjoyed it. Major Neil Franklin, the executive director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, is joining us to talk about LEAP's new public campaign about the demilitarization of our domestic police forces. This fits right in with the LEAP vision of ending the war on drugs, and that war on drugs has militarized our police forces. Neil will talk all about that and what we can do to change that. Also coming up on the show, more Cannabisness Chronicles. As you know, we were at the International Cannabis Business Conference. It was written up on High Times. I've shared it on my Radical Russ Twitter page, and a really nice photo of me speaking at the ICBC. We bring you a couple more Cannabisness interviews with Devin from Portland Hydroponics. He'll be joining us in the first hour, and in the second hour, we've got Kelly Martin from Dakine 420, so you get a dose of International Cannabis Business Conference. While I was busy on the West Coast, Herb Thrasher was busy on the East Coast at the Boston Freedom Rally. We've got more of his coverage of Boston Freedom Rally coming up in both hours, starting off with our, we've got Technical 420, one of the vendors there that he was able to interview. And then at the end of the show, we've got Herb Thrasher with John McFadden of the band Ichabod and speaking to the publishers of Greenleaf Magazine. In hour two, we get more of Herb Thrasher roaming around. Plus, Chuck Diesel calls in with our Groovin' Thursday Daily Toker Tunes and a real special ending for hour two today. We've got Dr. Carl Hart's talk, his TED talk that he gave recently. This is amazing, and it just blows people's conceptions and stereotypes of drugs and drug users right out of the water from a Columbia PhD who knows what he's talking about, the author of High Price, Dr. Carl Hart, who's been a guest on this show previously as well. Plenty of stuff coming up, and quick update for you on the promotions here at 420 Radio. I just had lunch today with the makers of the Ti-Stick vape pen. And we'll be working with Ti-Stick vape pen people. Also, they are with the Extractix Corporation that is making some fine closed-loop extraction systems. In the future, we'll be talking more about their products and how you can get in touch with them. But mostly, I wanted to talk about the fact that me and Herb Thrasher will be the MCs of an Saturday, October 4th show at the Roseland Theater here in Portland, Oregon for a performance by the band Crystal Method. That's right. We'll be emceeing it. It's a fundraiser for the Multiple Sclerosis Society, but we'll also be pointing out the need to support the end of the war on marijuana and how voters can accomplish that this November. So plenty of great stuff coming up for 420 Radio, The Russ Belville Show, Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, and more. Also, make sure you stick around after hour two. We've got an archive edition of Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink. You can enjoy the funk on a Thursday afternoon. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got the 420 Radio News. Plenty of quick headlines to get through today. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show.
Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with the TuneIn Radio app for all mobile platforms. Go to rad-r.us/420TuneIn or just click the TuneIn Radio icon below the live radio feed on...
Mike Schwab is a former middle school science and math teacher. Currently, he works with children daily as an after-school program leader.
Currently, kids have easy access to marijuana with little understanding of its impact. We can take better care of our kids through Measure 91 with strict regulations and funding for proven marijuana education and prevention programs to keep kids from using it. Under our current marijuana laws, one mistake can ruin a life. Measure 91 removes unfairly harsh punishment for marijuana offenses and gets more tax money to local police and drug prevention. Vote yes on 91.
420radio.org presents the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour with Herb Thrasher and Radical Russ from Portland, Oregon. Herb Thrasher Flower Hour is 2 hours of unrestrained rock, metal, punk, and alt-country music, interviews, concert bootlegs, and sports with America's hardest-rocking marijuana activist stoner, Herb Thrasher. Live 2 hours Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific, with replays at 8 and 5 on Fridays and replays Saturday at 8 p.m. Pacific on 420radio.org. It's time for the 420 Radio News, covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Transcripts of 420 Radio News are available daily on our website at 420radio.org. Now, here's Russ Melville with your marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds. This is your 420 Radio News for Thursday, September 18th, 2014. Philadelphia City Council passes tweaked marijuana decriminalization bill from PhillyMag.com. City Council today approved a revised decriminalization bill aimed at ending arrests for possession of small amounts of pot. Instead, offenders would be issued a $25 ticket and have their stash destroyed on the spot. Persons caught smoking in public would be fined $100, but could erase that fine with community service. Mayor Michael Nutter has promised to sign the bill, a slight revision of the original passed early this summer. Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey has agreed to abide by it. The bill was sponsored by Councilman Jim Kenney. New poll, majority of D.C. voters want legalized pot from DCist.com. A majority of Washington, D.C. voters want marijuana legalized in the district, according to a Washington Post NBC4 Marist poll. Of likely voters polled, 65% are in favor of Initiative 71, which would legalize the growing of no more than 6 cannabis plants and possession of up to 2 ounces of marijuana. That number goes up to 71% when just looking at white voters and down to 56% when looking at just black voters. Poll, 47% in the under 40 crowd say booze worse than weed from KTVU.com. Young people believe that alcohol is a more destructive substance than either marijuana or tobacco, according to a new poll conducted for Rare, a Cox Media Group website based in Washington, D.C. Given the choice, 47% of young voters believe that alcohol does the most harm to society, while 27% said tobacco and only 13% selected marijuana. 13% were unsure. A gender gap emerged in the results over alcohol and tobacco. While 51% of women thought alcohol was the most destructive, only 42% of men blamed booze. Nearly 10% of Americans go to work high on weed from Mashable.com. About 9.74% of Americans have gone to work under the influence of marijuana, according to a survey conducted by SurveyMonkey for Mashable. Prescription drug takers were much more common, with 28.28% of people saying they've gone to work after taking prescribed medication. However, about 7.28% say they took these drugs for recreational purposes rather than medicinal purposes. It should be noted the poll was asking lifetime use of marijuana before work, not whether or not the poll respondents went to work high every single day. Also in the statistics, a finding that less than 2% of workers would go to work high in the future, about 1% would take marijuana while on the job, while 12% of respondents said they would take prescription drugs before work, and 15% would take prescription drugs while on the job. Dozens of Washington marijuana shop applications in jeopardy from King5.com. Washington State is warning dozens of people who applied to run legal marijuana shops that their chance of getting a license is in jeopardy. The Liquor Control Board on Wednesday began sending letters to 56 businesses around the state, giving them 60 days to schedule an interview with a licensing inspector. Twitter CEO responds to pot-smoking accusation in the best way possible, from HuffingtonPost.com. PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel is a legendary entrepreneur, but when it comes to Twitter, all he smells is weed. Quote, "Twitter is hard to evaluate," Thiel said. "They have a lot of potential. It's a horribly mismanaged company. Probably a lot of pot-smoking going on there," end quote. But if Twitter CEO Dick Costolo was bothered by the pot shot, he didn't let it show. He responded with the following tweet, quote, "At Goldman, working my way through a giant bag of Doritos. I'll catch up with you later." And finally, Peyton Manning knows pot is good for Papa John's business, from sportingnews.com. Peyton Manning invested in 21 Papa John's pizza franchises in Colorado in the fall of 2012, just as that state was about to make recreational marijuana use legal. Quote, "There's some different laws out here in Colorado," end quote, Manning said. "Pizza business is pretty good out here, believe it or not, due to some recent law changes," end quote. This has been your 420 Radio News for Thursday, September 18th, 2014. I'm Russ Belville. The Marijuana Business Association, or MJBA, are proud sponsors of The Russ Belville Show. It is the mission of the MJBA to establish integrity and legitimacy, create common market standards, provide market intelligence, and develop best ethical business practices for participants in the emerging legal marijuana industry, including commercial hemp, medical marijuana, and recreational marijuana for adults. Learn more about the Marijuana Business Association and visit MJBA.net to join today. That's MJBA.net. Mark Twain once said that when there's a gold rush, it's a good time to be in the pick and shovel business. Today, we look at the rapidly evolving markets in the marijuana green rush in our Canna Business Chronicles. All right, welcome back, everybody. Russ Belville here with 420 Radio's coverage of the International Cannabis Business Conference here at the Portland, Oregon Convention Center. That's music from Champion Jack Dupree, Reeferhead Woman, Weedhead Woman, actually. That goes all the way back to the 1930s, just showing you that this culture is much older than they'd like to give us credit for sure. All right, we've got another vendor joining us here at the desk. We got Devin from Portland Hydroponics and Organics from Tigard, Oregon. How you doing, Devin?
Fantastic.
Oh, got to turn your mic up. There you are. Oh,
fantastic. Thanks for having me.
All right, so Portland Hydroponics and Organics, and you know, this is a business that has gone through, you know, this industry, grow shops have gone through a lot of turmoil. I mean, there have been various federal raids and stuff against these things.
There were the dark ages. Yes, there was times where, fortunately, I'm young enough, I've never had to deal with, but my owner, for instance, has explained times where you would drive around the corner, wait for everybody to leave the store, maybe throw a piece of cardboard on your license plate, and then go in once everybody else was gone to go make your order, because you didn't know if who was watching, who was listening. I know of other people in the industry that have been working since the early 90s in the Oregon area, when there was a task force involved with tapping phone lines and there were store raids. And now we're in a much more comfortable situation. We're not quite to the point where we can talk about everything that people want to talk about in our shops, but we have really tactful ways to encourage them that basically they're in a comfortable place and we can teach them how to grow any plant, indoor or outdoor, using the techniques and the supplies that we supply.
So I still need to ask you about my tomatoes.
Exactly. Right? Wink, wink. Everybody, okay. Everybody has that one.
We request
that verbiage. We know what people are doing, and we're there to help the community, the gardening community in general. I mean, I do a lot of vegetable gardening, organic gardening in general, my favorite crop is cannabis, and I enjoy doing that.
Right on.
And I'm an epileptic, so it's my medicine.
Fantastic. So. And now, Devin, there's been a lot of, you know, technological and developmental changes in this industry, as far as, you know, organics. I've even heard of veganics, hydroponics, aeroponics, LED lights. I mean, what do you think is the next wave, and what do you see, you know, really growing as marijuana becomes legal in this state?
The next wave is what I'm working very heavily on right now, and the next wave would be the commercial scene of this industry opening up and coming from a underground black market to a open, free-to-public market. With that, we can't stay in basements anymore. We need to come into commercial spaces. They're already currently operating. As far as the technology goes, there are some new advancements. Basically, outfitting a facility based on the square footage and what the gardener's goals are is my job description. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes down to veganics, organics, living soil, or hydroponics, that's all on the gardener. And basically, I have the skill sets and knowledge to be able to help anybody trying to start any project of any scale, whether it's a hobbyist that has a 4x4 foot closet that just wants to do, you know, two or three plants for themselves, to the gentleman that has a 100,000 square foot warehouse that we need to break into 7 or 8 rooms and have them, you know, timed to a T, you know, just all the intricate pieces that go into it. So there's a hobbyist level all the way up to a commercial level. The commercial level I'm learning right now because we've never been able to do this before.
Sure. And do you make trips to Washington or Colorado to see the large scale stuff going on there? Is that advising you in any way?
Yes, I have a project planned to visit in Colorado coming up hopefully next month. I have a gentleman who's an old client of mine from here who moved out from here to Colorado, set up a sizable operation, sold it as a turnkey operation, and then now got a good group of people behind him to fund about a 40,000 square foot facility with 7 greenhouses on top of the building too. So that'll be pretty neat. So I'm going to go out and see that. And basically what we're doing is we're taking his working model, because he's a friend of mine, and we're basically cloning it into the project that I'm building right now in Washington. I have a group of clients that I'm working with that are all part of the 502 system up there. So we're taking that, cloning it, making another working model, and then planning on cloning it again and again and again and taking it down to Oregon. And, you know, it's a pretty aggressive move, but we're here and it's an industry that I love. I'm very passionate about. I started growing when I was about 16 years old, just recreationally, and then picked it back up when I was about 18. I'm 28 now, so.
Yeah. Wow, this is a great industry for you to be getting in and as a young man. We're speaking with Devin from Portland Hydroponics and Organics there at 11564 Southwest Pacific Highway here in Tigard. You can reach him online at portlandhydro.com or call 503-746-4303. And before we let you go, is there any other aspect to this? I mean, I know Representative Blumenauer spoke about tax issues and banking issues, but that's really at the dispensary level, right? Is there anything that's impeding you right now?
We've had 4 banks close our bank accounts.
Really?
Yep. We handle a lot of cash, and for whatever reason, they said we would no longer like to take your cash.
They complain it smells of weed or anything? Or?
We've never had the complaint actually vocalized, okay, but we've had the eyebrows raised and the nose working. I mean, you know, some of the guys, they could store their money elsewhere, would be helpful. But we've had some issues down the road. We have 2 stores in Oregon. We have 1 in Corvallis, and we have 1 in Portland. We're also part of a co-op of stores. Our original store started in Santa Cruz, California, and a group of college roommate friends all decided to start opening these grow stores in the Bay Area about 13 years ago. And then the owner of my store started his first store about 7 years ago after selling a coffee shop in Bend. And then from there, I moved to Portland. I was a customer of his, and I was like, hey, man, the market up here is not the same. You treat me better down here. Let's get a store open in Portland. So now we have an 8,000 square foot warehouse that we operate out in Tigard, and we have everything you need from, you know, guano to the lighting to, if it's not there, it's on its way in a truck. So
right on. Devin from Portland Hydroponic and Organics, www.portlandhydro.com. Thanks for stopping by the booth and have yourself a great conference, man.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's get back to some music. This is Gertrude Michael with
sweet marijuana.
It was a great event there at the International Cannabis Business Conference. You can find out more at International CBC. I know they're going to do some more of these, so stay tuned.
That's just how white folks will do you.
Well, I guess you got something. There, Mr. President. Hey, welcome back, everybody. 20 after. It's 3:20 here in the Pacific, 4:20 in Denver, Colorado. We're going to continue some 4:20 stuff. Coming up next, Cannabusiness Chronicles from the Boston Freedom Rally with Technical 4:20. And then at the bottom of the hour, live with Major Neil Franklin from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Twenty Radio is 24-hour marijuana legalization radio. At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 4:20 Radio.
Gordon Green's Music Planet, the best of eclectic world music, every Wednesday at 5 and 8 Pacific on 420radio.org.
Are you a hypocrite? If you live a closeted cannabis lifestyle, you are. Read about 7 people living a closeted cannabis lifestyle who are on the verge of coming out in The Hypocrites by Mara K. Eaton. Available at areyouahypocrite.net. You can purchase the book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, also available on iTunes. Check out Mara K. Eaton on Facebook as well. Learn more at areyouahypocrite.net.
Mark Twain once said that when there's a gold rush, it's a good time to be in the pick and shovel business. Today, we look at the rapidly evolving markets in the marijuana green rush in our Cannabusiness Chronicles.
Radio.org, standing here at the 25th annual Boston Freedom Rally, opening day on Saturday, and I'm standing here with Technical 4:20, new to the industry cannabis. We got Jordan and Mike. What's up, dudes? How you guys doing?
What's going on?
Doing great today. This is a great turnout. Awesome to see all these people out here.
Right.
Beautiful
on.
Day in Boston.
Absolutely, dude. Talk about Technical 4:20, man. What do you guys got going?
So I recently left Raymond James Financial, working for the Equity Research Department there, to start up Technical 4:20, which is an online research firm for marijuana stocks. We provide visibility and transparency into these companies so investors can see the true growth behind this industry. This industry is developing at a rapid rate, and we see so much potential, like just like you saw in the oil industry, back in tobacco, the internet. This is just the next big thing. Think about if you would have gotten into Altria, Google, Amazon, any of these stocks back when they were penny stocks, be a millionaire today. This is a grassroots. You can get in the ground floor of an industry that's just starting to blossom. You have 23 states that have legal medical marijuana. You have 2 for recreational and multiple more coming on the ballot this year. Our goal is to help increase the transparency so people can be able to invest in the right companies and be able to get involved on the ground floor and make millions of dollars, hopefully.
Absolutely. Yes. Jordan, so you guys are based here on the East Coast out of Boston. How did you get into this?
We're actually based out of Miami, Florida. But so how we got on this, like Michael was saying, he had about 350 different people coming to him saying, how do I invest in these companies? You know, what do I do? What are the companies? And Michael, you know, being a research analyst at Raymond James, was not allowed to do it. So when Michael quit his job, he came to me with my, you know, business development. And we got together and created a proprietary analysis, which allows our customers to have real transparency data that's allowing them to invest better in these companies and create amazing margins in terms of their returns. And also, our proprietary analysis is not just on the research, but we're looking at the whole industry. Agriculture, pharmaceuticals, everything. It's not just the people that are growing it, it's the people that are providing amazing products, and it's really just been a growing business.
Yeah, this is really turning into an industry here at the Cannabis. Herb Thrasher here with Technical 4:20 at the Boston Freedom Rally. And this is really turning into an industry. It's no longer just about smoking and growing, isn't it?
You have security companies, you have pharmaceuticals, you have nutraceuticals, vaporizers, irrigation. You have delivery services, dispensary management. It's not just a bunch of people growing marijuana anymore. It's just so much greater than that. You see people being cured by having their cancer treated much better than through any sort of morphines, treat you in a better way so you have less harm to your body. I mean, it's unbelievable. You see CBD treating people with that have epilepsy, and they're going from having 400 seizures a day down to less than 10. It's unbelievable, and we're just starting to break into this. I mean, how can you have a Schedule 1 label on the drug that clearly provides medicinal benefits when a Schedule 1 label means that there's a high risk for abuse and there's no medicinal benefits associated with it? Clearly, there's something off there with the FDA.
Exactly. Standing here with Technical 420 Jordan. And so the industry isn't quite there yet. We have like banks limits and banks and stuff. Is this a stronghold for you guys? Is it hurt starting this business up? How's it been? Are you guys having support?
Yeah, we've had a lot of support. I mean, we've had a lot of venture capitalists trying to get involved. You know, raising capital has been actually the last of our problem. We've had tons of people coming up and say, hey, we'll pay you X amount of money, you know, and if you support our company. And, you know, what Technical 420 is, we are so staying honed to our providing that visibility. So when we say we don't take money to pump up people's companies, we don't do that. You know, we will not accept any money for that. So the banks being not on board yet with the in terms of, you know, credit card, it's okay, because it's going to happen. You know, they will get on board, and like Michael said, there are security companies that are, you know, allowing more and more development of the business. So, you know, right now our sales and everything, it's been out of control. You know, it's a lot to take in, and it's, you know, our customers are very happy. Our job is to provide value in our, you know, in our packages, and making sure that our customers are making a great return on their investments, and also raising awareness on this company.
How can people find Technical 420?
You can visit us on Facebook or at Twitter. We also have a website, www.technical420.com. It's free to register. You can sign for our free weekly newsletter. All of our analysis is free for right now. We're kind of just giving it away. We want people to realize that this is the next big thing. And then once we kind of merge this all together, we grow, then we'll figure out a way to monetize. But right now, sign for free, enjoy our services. We've had returns this past month of 500% on one stock, a few other ones with over 100%, and we only cover the top 40. There's over 150, but we won't look at all of them. We'll make sure that we only look at companies that are providing documents to the SEC, so we know that they're actually providing real numbers and they're real legitimate businesses.
Absolutely. Technical 420, based out of Miami, Florida. You can find them online, building this cannabis industry. Looking great. Thanks to Mike and Jordan. Really looking forward to seeing you guys grow and just continuing to support the cannabis industry.
Thank you.
Right on, dudes. You guys take care.
Thank you.
Technical 420.
420 Radio, the activist radio station. The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, treat law enforcement with respect and stand up for your rights by repeating, I respectfully invoke all of my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak with my attorney. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web.
Congressman Doc Hastings stood up for Washington's medical marijuana program and patients like Larry Harvey. Larry and his family are being prosecuted by the federal government, even though they were following Washington's 16-year-old medical marijuana law. On May 30th, Congressman Hastings voted for an amendment that would protect Washington's medical marijuana program and its patients from federal interference. Will the next representative from District 4 respect Washington voters? No, before you vote.
You know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs, we've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter.
One of the most disturbing elements of the Prohibition War is how it's made police the enemy of otherwise law-abiding cannabis consumers. Fortunately, one group of police officers knows the futility of Prohibition, reaches out to educate the community and current law enforcement. Today, The Russ Belville Show visits with another speaker from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition with one clear message. Cops say legalize drugs.
Welcome back, everybody. Half past, and I'm thrilled to be welcoming to the program the only police officer whose car I've enjoyed a ride in. It's Major Neil Franklin, the Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Neil, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Radical Russ. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's really good to hear from you. And, you know, as soon as I saw headlines streaming out of Missouri and people freaking out about tanks and militarized cops on their streets, I kind of shook my head and went, where you been the past 10 years? Those of us in the drug war have seen this a lot. And I just wanted to get your take on this subject. I thought you would be the perfect person to talk to about this. So what was your reaction when you first saw that? Were you surprised that people were so surprised by this?
You know what? I was, how can I say this? I wasn't surprised about what I saw. I am still kind of surprised that people, the average person, is surprised, because we've been speaking about this for a while at least, you know, about how the drug war is pretty much the platform, the launching point, or stage, should I say, for this over-militarization of our police forces. It all started with the drug war. It's interesting. I'm sitting in the office here with, you know, Chief Larry Kurt, one of our speakers from Missouri. And we were just talking about that very thing. And I was talking with Jack Cole earlier about how we just gradually started moving towards this place of militarization. And with federal money becoming available, federal programs for us getting equipment, you know, some of these vehicles. And it just slowly grew over the years. And now we end up with an event like in Ferguson, and the protesters are confronted by, you know, snipers sitting on top of these armored vehicles, and all of a sudden we're shocked. But no, it was going to happen sooner or later, and so now it's time for us to deal with it.
You know, it's also hard not to see how race plays into this when, you know, a month or two prior, you had the Bundy Ranch things going on where, you know, we had folks setting up sniper positions, civilians setting up sniper positions against federal law agents, and not a whole lot of militarized police reaction to any of that. So it just does. I think it goes to show just how pernicious this drug war has been in, as Michelle Alexander describes it, setting up this new Jim Crow sort of situation. There is good news. Apparently, there is a bipartisan effort now to try to rein in these militarized police forces. Can you tell us the progress in Washington on this?
Yeah, so far it looks like it's going pretty good. We've had some hearings. One of our good speakers, Norm Stamper, actually testified at these hearings, and it's getting a lot of attention. I'm convinced that we're going to see some sort of adjustment or rollback to the program. I don't think it's going to be eliminated. I don't think it should be eliminated. I think we need to tighten up. One, I think we need to regulate it more. I think we need to have better standards for who gets access to the equipment. And even once you have access to the equipment, there's got to be good record keeping. There's got to be good management. It's just been a loosely run program. We do have needs for certain pieces of equipment, and some of this equipment is expensive, and obviously law enforcement agencies cannot afford it. But, you know, some of these departments don't need it, especially when, you know, a major city police department or county who's right there with you has the equipment already and can, in many cases, deploy it quicker than you can for a hostage situation or, heaven forbid, another school shooting where we have to evacuate people if the shooter is still active. But, you know, those are far and few between. And, you know, we do have to figure out a way to change the mindset or the culture of policing, which has gradually migrated to this place of, you know, militarization, the militarization mindset, not so much the equipment, but the mindset of how we police in our communities and how we have occupied our communities and how everyone appears to be the enemy, you know, yeah, you know, to you. Again, I'm going to say this time and time again, these drug prohibition laws have a lot to do with that. Not just the equipment, but the mindset of our police officers and how they interact with our citizens.
Absolutely. I mean, people will articulate, they feel, you know, being having an occupying force. We'll read stories over and over of people minding their own business, going about their day, being hassled and patted down and harassed and searched. And we've often discussed that policing for profit aspect to it, with asset forfeiture and the ability to use marijuana as, say, a key to unlock the Fourth and Fifth Amendments and go after suspects in that respect. And it just sounds good to me that mainstream politicians on the Hill are starting to recognize this. What are the political chances of these things being changed? Are there people's budgets at stake that they're going to fight for against this?
I don't think so. I don't think budgets really come into play here with the 1033 program.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically about equipment and access to equipment. You know, they're still going to have access to federal grants, you know, burn grants and cops grants for different things, unfortunately. You know, we believe that those federal dollars should be shifted to other areas of law enforcement. You know, let's move those federal dollars, because we don't want to cash-strap police departments, but let's redirect that money to, like, crimes against our children, crimes against women, you know, domestic violence, rape investigations. What about identity theft investigations, which law enforcement tends to just ignore today because we don't have the resources or the money to do those types of investigations? But people who are victims of identity theft, their lives have been devastated. So, you know, we have to give law enforcement something else to be proud of, you know, in the work that they do, and get them out of this drug game. We get them out of the drug business, you know what, and we'll be able to get them out of the mindset of being soldiers, you know, because, again, the war on drugs, the war on this, the war on that, the war on terror. We got to stop using this term war, for one thing. As we come up with new things for them to do, because when you think of war, you know what? Right away, there is no Constitution when there's war.
Mm.
All right, so there is no Fourth Amendment protection. There is no First Amendment protections when you're in war. You know what? And everybody on the other side of your sights or your guns initially is your enemy, until they prove themselves otherwise, if they even get the opportunity to do so. So we have to, you know, we have to work at getting police to see themselves in another role. Well, peace officers, how about that? You know, when they show up, they should bring peace with them, right? They should de-escalate what's occurring, be it a protest, you know, or be it a domestic violence situation, be it an argument on the street. When they show up, peace should come with them. That's not happening.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Major Neil Franklin, retired from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He's the executive director, and you can find out more about this fine organization at leap.cc on the internet. They got a speaker bureau of hundreds all around the country, and now branching out internationally, I understand.
Yeah, we just opened up a very strong branch in Costa Rica, Central America, which is extremely important regarding this here we go again, war on drugs and war on people. It's extremely important. If we can begin to move Central America to end drug prohibition policies, then I think that will be significant on a global scale, obviously. So, yeah, Costa Rica is up and running, and I believe Jack Cole is going to be meeting with the president of Costa Rica in New York on Sunday. So it's good stuff.
Amazing. Great organization you've got, and just getting more and more ink and airtime. I keep seeing you guys being referred to, and I'm so glad that your voices are being heard. Last question as we move out here, you know, the events in Ferguson and just throughout the news lately have highlighted people, their sensitivity to this militarization. And as we move forward and we seek justice, oftentimes we find, you know, the cops will be investigating themselves. How can we ensure and build a better trust in our police forces if they're just investigating themselves? What would you like to see happen there?
Well, Russ, that is an excellent question to end with. There are some police departments that have civilian review boards. Now, just because they have a civilian review board to take part in looking at these complaints that come in and abuses that come in or that are alleged to occur by police officers, it doesn't mean that things are better for that community and that police department, because most civilian review boards do not have teeth. They do not have subpoena power. Their decisions aren't binding. It's more of a PR type thing. But if your community can establish a civilian review board, first of all, you should petition your police department to do so. Your listeners should. They should have subpoena power. They should be dovetailed with your internal affairs unit. They should have direct access to the chief's office. They should be, their decisions, once made, should be binding. And you know, at the end of the day, here's what it boils down to. Sir Robert Peel was in the UK back in 1829 when he was what we consider the father of modern-day policing, and his commissioners came up with 9 basic policing principles. And I believe it's principle number 7 that says that the public are the police, and the police are the public, which means, yeah, you should have a civilian review board. Our police department should be monitored by the community. You know, the police are basically those members of the community who get a paycheck for spending, you know, for devoting, you know, 8 hours a day, 12 hours a day to crime. But they are part of the community, should be part of the community. Civilian review boards are key, but they have to be structured properly. They have to have the proper authority to do what needs to be done in evaluating these abuses or alleged abuses by the police.
Well, we definitely would like to see that, and I call on my listeners to investigate that. Get some civilian review boards, get some power in those boards, and let's police the police ourselves. Me, I'm for like the chest cameras, and the more cameras and audio we can get, that'd help, I think, as well. But we're out of time for this segment. Neil Franklin's the Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Check him out, leap.cc. Thanks, Neil. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Russ.
Bye-bye. When we come back, more Herb Thrasher at the Boston Freedom Rally.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
420 Radio, the home of marijuana experts.
Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you.
In the interest of fair and balanced journalism, the Russ Belville Show presents the anti-drug public service announcement of the day.
I got some good pot for you.
No.
Cocaine?
No, thanks.
Yo, my man, you want some ludes?
No way. If someone offers you drugs, instead of saying something you really don't mean, just say, no.
Got some Sensimillion for you.
No. No. No big production number. Just say,
No.
You'd be surprised how well it works.
Pot. No.
This has been the anti-drug public service announcement of the day. To cure this sort of reefer madness, listen to the Russ Belville Show every weekday on 420 Radio.
The pistachio. Green, natural, and available without prescription in all 50 states. He's fine.
The truth.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
You have offended my family.
Hey, this is great, man.
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
I know nothing.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
We don't need no stinking budget.
Homosexuality.
Down the century, you have slurred the meaning of the words we, the people.
Be warned, this is not your mother's marijuana.
You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Radical Rant.
All right, we got more coverage of the Boston Freedom Rally with our own Herb Thrasher, his first time out at the Freedom Rally. He had a great time. Sat down with John McFadden from the band Ichabod, also the publishers of Greenleaf Magazine. But first, we get Herb Thrasher's look at the Boston Common on Saturday afternoon. Take it away, Herb Thrasher.
Death and life and the Matrix, please welcome 420 Radio. Yeah, what's up, Boston? Yeah!
That's right. What's up, man? I'm Herb Thrasher with 420radio.org. And it's freaking so great to be here in Boston, man. I flew in last night from Portland, Oregon, coming to hang out with you guys, and you guys are blowing me away. It's awesome. You guys are, everyone, I feel like I'm in Oregon right now with this rain. Total hoodies around. Yeah! Not gangster. That's not what we do. We're a bunch of heads, a bunch of stoners. We're a bunch of patients that have been making way in what we do for so long. And you guys have been doing it here for 25 years. It's so awesome. Dudes, I got some great news, man. This year, in November, in Portland, Oregon, we're going legal! Yeah, that's right, we're going to be the third state. Alaska is also going to be running an election there, try to get legalized, but Oregon, dude, 420%! We're going legal, dude. Dude, I'm going to get to grow four plants at my house. Home growth! Come on, it's here for home growth! It's so freaking important, and shout out to all you growers out there all these years. You growers, it really who's been keeping this marijuana movement going, man, because without you growers, what the hell am I smoking? That's right. So that's what we do in Portland, Oregon. We've been working hard. Washington and Colorado are already legal, and that's why we're going legal too, because the Oregon suits do not want me to drive across the bridge to Washington and give them tax dollars. No, that's right, dude. We're going to give them to Oregon, and we're going to keep moving forward. And you guys will keep doing great things, man. We're going to keep growing this industry. You guys look around all these booths out there, man. Great stuff. All kinds of great new businesses being started up. Growing labs, testing labs, dispensaries. You know, bongs have always been around. You know, I carry a bong. A lot of you guys carry guns, dude. I carry bongs. That's my weapon. But dudes, we need a lot more business beside bongs and pipes. You guys have got to start jumping up, man. You got an idea, let's do it. Hemp, anybody out here doing hemp? I have a company called Herb Age Designs, and we're based out of Portland also. We have an online store, and we sell everything but bongs and pipes. I need your number.
That's right, dude. See this?
That's a freaking bud right there, dudes. That's the logo. You know, I love the leaf, man. I love the leaf's great.
It's been around forever. But you know what else it has?
The flower. And that's what we smoke, dudes.
That's what we do. Yeah, Boston! We're enjoying here. We gotta keep growing this industry, keep being free. Freedom is what it's all about, man. We can never, ever quit being free, working towards what we want. And what we want is our rights. We want legalization, dudes. You guys keep moving forward. As I said, we're 420 Radio, and we have a 24-hour network, and we're constantly giving you all the latest news in the cannabis industry you want. Russ Belville Show, Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. And I'm Earth Thrasher, and I'm on live Friday nights, and I love metal and weed and you guys, and I love bringing it all as a community. Boston, keep fighting for it, dude. This is freaking awesome. This is not what I was expecting. I was not expecting this to be this freaking cool. And one more shout out, the Boston Police Department. I'm telling you what, dudes. I've been walking around today, and what I've been seeing you guys do, they're turning their heads, man. They are turning their heads today. I give them a shout out, dude. For today, that's right, that's fair. We're in a park, and that's what we're doing. 420 Radio, Boston Freedom Rally, 25 years. And don't forget about hemp. Anyone wearing hemp today? Hemp. That's right, dude. Huge industry right there, man. Keep growing it. What about you, dude? You got any hemp?
I do.
That's right, dude. All right, well, I'll just keep standing up here talking. Were you guys like tree? What about tree? Dude, I was in freaking Los Angeles, California in 1995. Rockin' tree! That's how it works right here. You guys, Boston Freedom Rally, enjoy it!
Thank you, brother.
Herb Thrasher here at the 25th annual Boston Freedom Rally. Walking around, run into John Fadden of Boston's Ichabod. Dude, John, what is up, man?
Not much, man. How you been?
Dude, doing great. Excited to be here in Boston, hanging out with you guys. Tell us about the Boston Freedom Rally.
This is so different from when I came here when I was like 16, 17, you know, when you first start fucking smoking with your friends and everything. This is so different. It's more of a, it's like a really a festival. There's people hanging out, walking around, people giving out information, selling food, fucking t-shirts and everything. This is way different and it's fun. I've been here the whole time. I've been here since they started letting people in. This is awesome.
Awesome stuff, man. So you, vocalist with Ichabod, have a brand new album, supposedly Merrimack, coming out. What in the hell are you guys doing?
Rumor has it that it's going to be out by the end of the year, but we had problems with the artwork. We had issue with the artist. We picked out some new photos. We're getting everything. The layout's going in now. It's going to be done. It's going to be out by the end of the year. We're actually going to play it live in its entirety for Howl Magazine. I believe they're doing a little. It's a Lowell local newspaper. They're doing a little feature on us, and we're going to play one of their shows. So we just figured we're going to premiere it then. So I can't wait.
What's the status of Ichabod?
You
guys a band? Tough to say?
It's tough to say. No. We've been playing. We've been working through. We're going to go and record the next group of songs that we have, and we're taking it day by day right now.
Right on.
Broken up. We're definitely not broken up, but we're taking things slow.
Herb Thrasher with 420 Radio at the Boston Freedom Rally, talking with John from Ichabod. Dude, you guys, you know, beloved band, man. You guys have been around this hardcore scene, this Boston scene. How does cannabis in Boston here kind of mix? Is there ever shows? What do you got?
Everybody smokes. I mean, that's pretty much what it is. And
you guys ever played an event like this?
No. Unfortunately, I'd love to. We wanted to this year. We wanted to last year, but like as it is, life goes on. But nah, this is cool. This is I'd be honored to play it.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. It does seem like a great event. So, side of Ichabod, don't you have maybe a southern rock band or something?
I play in a band called Faces of Mars with some high school friends, actually. A little more like a Faith No More, Clutch kind of. It's got a little stoner vibe to it, but We've actually just started recording that. We're doing drum tracks on it right now, so that's going to be out. We're recording it ourselves, so it's going to be done pretty quick.
Outstanding. Well, we'll definitely be keeping all you guys updated on Ichabod. Brand new album, Merrimack, coming out sometime by the end of the year. And you guys definitely keep following Stoner Rock, follow Boston Rock, and follow Ichabod and John Patton. John, we appreciate all
the
freedom,
man.
Dude.
It's fucking awesome.
Everything you guys do, and we love you Bostonians.
Thank you so
right
much.
Right on, dude. Ichabod!
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a little closer to normal for the sound.
Sounds good.
What's up, everyone? Herb Thrasher with 420radio.org. Day Sunday, winding down, almost done, but way past 420. Walking around and standing here with Green Leaf Magazine, dude. What is up, man? And how is your 25th annual Boston Freedom Rally?
It's amazing. This is the second day. The largest it's ever been. Like I said, this is the 25th year, and it's growing even bigger because in 2016, Boston will be your third state. Massachusetts, actually, will be your third state that will be legalized. It's already on the ballot. So if you have a chance, get to your next Boston Freedom Rally. It's only once a year. It's amazing, amazing. Hit up Greenleaf Magazine, 420radio.org. It's amazing. Peace out, awesome. You guys.
That's awesome. So you just mentioned the magazine. How long have you been doing the magazine? And give everyone a look at this.
Hang
thing,
it on. This
man.
Is the
it
Boston
looks great.
Freedom Rally issue. Almost 2 years old right now. We do 11 a year.
Very exciting. So this is a new thing, or?
Second year going on right now.
Right.
Hit us up on our social media, Facebook, Instagram. We're based out of here in Massachusetts, but we go from Massachusetts to Hollywood. So we call it East Coast to West Coast, give you knowledge.
Right on. And so what are some of the future plans with Greenleaf? You guys plan on coming maybe out to Seattle Hemp Fest? Or
been there
Portland?
Many times.
Yeah?
I do all the Seattle Cups. I'm a lot of good friends with a lot of the people out there, and I try to expand the knowledge. I do all the High Times Cups. A lot of the issues have all that stuff, the Denver, the Seattle, the Cali Cups. My next thing is going to be in Denver for the Champs Trade Show, and then Amsterdam for the High Times Cannabis Cup. So definitely have your chance, get to those because they're amazing.
Outstanding. Standing here with Greenleaf Magazine in front of the Hitman Glass stage. And yeah, you're holding the magazine up now. Go ahead and maybe give us a little details. Who are you guys marketing to besides just stoners? Are you maybe
everybody.
Patience Magazine? Everybody. Recreational, no
patient.
Separation?
It's a completely free magazine if you get to the all our advertisers.
All right.
Like I said, they're actually East Coast to West Coast. You can get it in almost every state and even also Seattle. So definitely try to look up for Greenleaf. If they don't have it, hit us up. We'll send them a box so you can have it there every month.
That's outstanding. Well, we definitely appreciate Greenleaf Magazine supporting and growing the cannabis community. And, dude, freaking Boston, man. How about
thank you, guys.
How about Boston Red Sox this year, dude? What's up with the Sox?
What can you do? We can't beat everything, but we are still Boston Red Sox, so, you know.
Well, last year you guys gave up.
Years.
But admit it, last year you guys gave up, and you guys still.
We'd still kill.
Admit it, though, you gave up, too, didn't you?
They look like we did, but look at Boston comes back all the time. No matter what we do, we come back.
All right.
Having years we didn't have a championship. Look at, we kept on coming, and we're here.
Now you guys are killing it. All right, having a little fun with Greenleaf Labs. You go out there, Facebook, websites.
Greenleaf Magazine, just hit us up, Facebook, Instagram, and enjoy all the pictures and all the stories. We can do everything for you guys.
Outstanding. It's a growing community, y'all. It's a growing industry, and you can get all your news and find out who a lot of the business growers are in Greenleaf Magazine.
Excellent.
Dude, I really appreciate you guys doing this, and we'll see you next year at the Boston Freedom Rally.
Tell you, nobody has more fun at an event than our Herb Thrasher. So thank you so much, Herb, for that great coverage. We got more of Herb's coverage of the Boston Freedom Rally coming up in the next hour. We're going to open up with Kelly Martin from the International Cannabis Business Conference, but then we'll follow Herb Thrasher through the food court. Plus, we've got some of that Groovin' Thursday Daily Toke Tunes coming up from Chuck Diesel, so stay tuned for that. Also, in hour two, Dr. Carl Hart. Oh, if you've not seen Dr. Carl Hart speak, you definitely want to stay tuned for this. He's giving a TED Talk on the truth about drugs and drug users, dispelling many of the stereotypes and myths. Great education coming up in the next hour. Stay tuned for it. For everyone here at 420radio.org, I'm Radical Russ Belville. Thanks for being here. Stay tuned for hour two. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seat, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.